few months earlier, the first phone connection between New York City and Chicago had been established. The first American automobile company had just opened, selling cars with the new gas-powered engine. Phonographs had recently been invented, and one could visit phonograph parlors to hear recordings of concerts and music. The fair itself was filled with marvels of the modern era, including the first Ferris wheel and the first electric moving walkway, electric gondolas that transported people across the canals and waterways, and the first electric kitchen, boasting the new electric oven, as well as an electric water heater and dishwasher. The fair also featured new sugary treats, like caramel popcorn, later named Cracker Jack, and Wrigley's Juicy Fruit Gum, along with newly introduced soft drinks served from soda fountains. Similar to the fields of technology and industry, medicine was also experiencing a golden age. For hundreds of years, the great menace had been infectious diseases, with diphtheria, pneumonia, typhoid fever, and cholera racking up major death tolls. Tuberculosis was especially feared, for it could cause high fevers and the chronic coughing up of blood. Often the victim would wither away into a shadow before succumbing. Tuberculosis struck down many famous people, including Andrew Jackson, Frédéric Chopin, John Keats, and Jane Austen. No one was safe. But medicine was making great advances. Infectious diseases were finally being controlled, both by simple hygienic practices such as hand washing, and through the introduction of the first vaccines for diseases such as cholera and rabies. Emile von Behring went a step further by developing the first treatment for common bacterial infections. By immunizing horses, Behring was able to make antitoxins to treat diphtheria, which, he soon demonstrated, could cure children suffering from this horrendous infection. Furthermore, just 10 years earlier, a young physician by the name of Robert Koch had left the scientific world speechless when he identified the bacteria